यूनाइटेड ड्रीम्स ऑफ अमेरिका, यही वो ड्रीम है जिससे हम लोग सब अट्रैक्टेड होते हैं, और जब इंडिया में है या कहीं भी है वर्ल्ड में, एक ही ड्रीम होती है कि अमेरिका पहुंच जाए यार बस किसी तरह, और तब लाइफ बन जाएगी। हाय देयर, मेरा नाम है नेहा और मेरे साथ है
रूपल परेख, इमिग्रेशन लॉयर।
दैट्स राइट, 15 सालों से शी इज बीन डूइंग इमिग्रेशन लॉ। एंड रूपल, आई हैव अ कॉलर।
Excellent. Let's put him on.
Yes. So, hi there. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Sumit.
Hi, Sumit. So, tell me, what's your question?
Hi, Rupal. Hi there. So, my question basically is, the new H-1B law that's being implemented, right? How does this impact the people who are already on H-1B at this point of time?
Okay. Well, Sumit, that's a very good question. And I have a very easy answer for you. Is that if you are on an H-1B now, it does not impact you in any way. This is going to be implemented for new H-1B application.
As I understand, the law is going to change in terms of the companies requiring pre-registration, right?
Yes.
So how do you see, what is the criteria that they have for pre-registration for these companies? Are there specific guidelines that have been provided for these companies to be pre-registered?
Actually, no, they have not, unfortunately.
Okay.
So we're all waiting. All the immigration attorneys are waiting with bated breath to find out what's going to happen. But there have been no regulations that have been put forth. All we do know is that, the employers are going to be required to electronically register each potential H-1B employee. And they're going to have to provide basic information about this employee along with the information about the position. But past that point, we don't know when this is going to be implemented or how.
But there's speculation. There is speculation ki shayad January 2020 mein, just before the new H-1B season hits, they're going to implement it.
Well, that is speculation. But, we also heard that by October of this year that we were going to know, as practitioners of immigration law, what that system was going to look like, so we could tell the employers and the employees what they need to do to prepare for the upcoming season.
Clearly,
as
we,
of
do,
today,
not have that
we
information.
Do not have that information.
We both spoke in the same breath.
Yes.
Has this law invited public comments or anything like that at this point of time? As I understand, there are no guidelines as such. So how has that process been taken care of?
You're right. There was a comment period because there was a final rule, right? Every time they make final rules, there has to be a comment period. So I'm sure there were. And, it's just a matter of them implementing whatever they're going to do. So there was a final rule. There is a rule that says that they are going to change the way the H-1B visa is processed, right? But we just don't know how and when they're going to do that.
See, also, I think the part of the problem is there's just so much information that kind of whitewashes, really, the real information. So until we see something coming right from Department of State or on USCIS's website, I don't think we should take any action or panic.
Because, there is a high possibility that they will not be able to get a system in place by when the new season starts. So as a practitioner, I could tell you that my calls for H-1B start coming in December, January, and that goes all the way till when we actually submit the applications, which is in that first week of April. There's about a month left is the way I'm seeing it for them to implement it, to give us at least another month to figure out how the system works. But then you're running up against the holidays. So I'm not sure whether the government's going to be able to roll it out in time. And if they do, and there's a possibility with what we've seen under this administration, is that they put forth policies and they make them go into effect in a week or two. This could affect our American workers, our American employers, and our OPT students who are eligible for H-1B, right? So I think that there would probably be litigation the way everything has been going.
Oh, yes.
And this new system might not be able to be implemented.
I think that's my new favorite word. Litigation.
Right. Litigation. Litigate, litigate, litigate. Everything that this administration does.
There is no guideline, no process that has been provided. I saw the process basically, which says pre-registration and stuff like that. But if you don't have guidelines, whether you qualify for it or not, and you go for pre-registration, what happens then? You will be rejected without knowing the guidelines, what you should have ideally done.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, we are getting calls saying, what do we do to pre-register? And we're saying, well, we don't know. So just hold on. We'll call you back when okay. we do know, right? Yeah, no guidelines as of yet.
Thanks, Rupal and Neha.
आप लोगों के पास भी कोई सवाल है तो बहुत ही आसान सा एक तरीका है 9033 मिर्ची उस पर WhatsApp कर दीजिए and Neha और Rupal हम दोनों यहाँ पे हैं on
United Dreams of America.
We'll come right back. तब तक आप सुनते रहिए Radio Mirchi. It's hot.